Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Clifton back on the show. John is Managing Director of Gallup's Global Analytics, member of the company's executive committee and a number of other organizations there. He's, you know, the Gallup organization, a global research organization, and that you see the results of their excellent work all the time. And John's here to talk to us about a couple of different things. John, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks again for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you back. So we're going to talk about some research that you guys conducted in the next segment or two that I really want folks to know about. Is folks, we're going to talk about how Americans feel about being free. How have their attitudes about that topic changed over the last decade or so? But first, John, you reminded me about something that just happened. I guess this last weekend, that I wanted you to give us a report on the Clifton Strength Finder.
Absolutely. I'm here in Nebraska.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I'm here in Nebraska right now, and we just wrapped up a conference with 1,000 Clifton Strengths coaches. Now, what that is about 50-some-odd years ago, Don Clifton, who's actually my grandfather, dedicated his life in the area of psychology to study not what's wrong with people, because psychology was essentially established on that, but to study what's right with people. So he developed a taxonomy, which we now call StrengthsFinder or Clifton Strengths, and found 34 themes that people have in common, things like competition or command, analytical input. And then we go into organizations, we meaning Gallup and these 1,000 strong coaches, and help people identify what's right with them and then coach them in order to be higher performers around what makes them great or what we call their strengths.
So competition, consistency, being deliberative, being disciplined, those are strengths, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us more. How do you when you go into an organization, how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the challenges in terms of performance management as well over the past couple of decades is a lot of times when you walk into an organization, they try to find things that are wrong with you and fix them.
Right.
And there's a problem with that. And the problem is that and what we've found is that your weaknesses will never develop, but your strengths will develop infinitely.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help people find exactly what those strengths are. And it's still becoming very difficult. I mean, if you look at workplaces right now, only about 30% of Americans in the workforce right now are actually engaged in their jobs.
Right. And about that many on the other end of the spectrum, almost that many are disengaged, meaning they're working against you.
Precisely. And probably one of the reasons is because of this, that people walk into workplaces and the only thing people focus on is what's wrong with them and trying to fix what's wrong with them. So this is a huge movement that we started some time ago. 17 million people have now gone through this assessment known as Clifton Strengths. But the people that join us here are what we call these coaches. And they work with organizations from Fortune 500 companies to local churches to local high school teams. There's a woman that worked with a high school hockey team on their strengths, and actually her coaching helped them win the state championship. So it was really, really cool to watch. So we got to listen to all their stories from higher education to the superintendent from the Atlanta Public Schools actually came to share exactly how they're rolling out strengths and helping make Atlanta Public Schools stronger because really an awesome conference.
So you're not saying don't recognize that you might have you might be putting some headwinds up in front of yourself, but make sure that you're leveraging and strengthening the positive traits that you have, so that you make them bigger and make the negative things smaller, basically in your universe.
Precisely. And we're not saying fully ignore your weaknesses. That's almost impossible. What we're suggesting is to manage them. Or if you can partner with somebody who may have your weakness or area opportunity, whatever you want to call it, if you could partner with someone who does that particularly well, that's really when you can get into flow with the team. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is first, you got to identify what it is that makes you great, and then just work at those things as hard as you can.
And I'll tell you something else. We all have a tendency to focus on our negatives and not focus on what we've learned and what we've gotten good at. I think this is a good way to approach making an organization seek excellence. Hey, you want to tell us how they can find it, John?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to Gallup.com or Gallup Strength Center, you can go there and take your and learn your top five strengths.
All right.
And then just reach out to Gallup, and we can help connect you with a coach.
Sounds good. John Clifton and I will be right back, folks. We're going to talk about freedom. How do you feel about that after these messages?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.